Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Australians, out the front of the Supreme Court with our amazing Dr. Beverly and her sister, Dr. Valerie. There we go, Supreme Court. Dr. Beverly did a fantastic job today, irrefutable arguments, and this is the first time that we have had the justice turn around and ask ARPA and the Australian Medical Board what would they do if costs were awarded against them. So there is some hope. Dr. Beverly stuck strictly to constitutional arguments and High Court case law, where the ARPA and the Australian Medical Board's representative, Mr. Zealous, could only rely on Section 156 of the national law. So what would you like to say, Dr. Beverly?
I would like to say that we are very fortunate here in Australia to have a fantastic Commonwealth Constitution, and it protects us from rogue state laws, like the rogue state law in APRA that is suspending and putting conditions on doctors' practices, practicing their profession. And I use the constitutional law effectively today because it's just so much stronger than the state laws.
Did you notice, Dr. Beverly, that at the beginning, prior to you commencing, Justice Watson suggested that perhaps you were to rely on determinations of this court, the Supreme Court, not High Court case law. So Dr. Beverly simply read out High Court case law, the superior court of which they are bound to adhere to their determinations.
Yes.
It was brilliant. So, and we've got Dr. Valerie here today sat side by side with her sister. I'll get you two to stand side by side.
Yes.
These two magnificent ladies are standing for all Australians.
We're womb mates.
Yes. They certainly are. The cases that these two ladies have presented and are presenting still in the courts are for all Australians. And the effect that this shall have when they win, because the arguments are irrefutable, will stop the control the government has. And it is the only way to control the executive and the legislative branches is with judicial force. Forget any other way. So thank you so much, ladies. Yes. You are amazing.
Yes. Well, I would just like to add there that APRA has got away with so many things over time that unless these are challenged by judicial, their restrictions, suspensions are challenged by judicial review by lots of practitioners, not just one or two, lots of practitioners, they will just go on doing what they're doing. They must be challenged in law.
Thank you so much, ladies. So what I will do as well is I will reiterate, we need funding for both of these ladies. Both have got Give, Send, Go donation platforms. So please, for a cup of coffee or for a couple of drinks over the weekend, if all Australians were simply to donate $10 or $20 to these ladies and their fight for all Australians, these two ladies' cases will bring down this government and the unconstitutional control that they've had over the people with their acts that are invalid. So let's go. We are not talking here about hypothetical cases that are simply going to wrap somebody over the knuckles.
Yeah, or just a party to a party and all that.
Yes, yes.
No, so this is the state and the Commonwealth against a few practitioners, but all the people are behind us.
Yeah, so this is something else that people need to understand, is that even though these matters are against the doctors, and that was some of the grounds that the High Court or the courts were using, was that the practitioners are just a small percentage of the population. But I would suggest that 90 to 95% of the population go to doctors. So it's imperative that our doctors are able to provide their patients and the public through political communication, because that's what it's turned into. They must give them correct and factual information, which is exactly what ARPA and the Australian Medical Boards are trying to block.
Yes. Well, I'd like to add there that when I was suspended, I had so many patients just turning up at the office and just saying how distressed they were that their doctor, that this had been done to their doctor when their doctor was looking after them during COVID. Very, some in tears, very distressed.
And I just wanted to add too that our constitution is the people's law,
It's not the government's law. It's our law that protects us. That's why we need to really understand it more, and we need to use it for our protection.
Because the lawyers aren't using it. They don't even learn it in law school.
No, they don't.
And it starts off with we the people.
With the blessing of Almighty God. We the people of New South Wales, South Australia, whatever.
Etc, etc. We the people are the Commonwealth. So as the Commonwealth, we need to stand up and fight for our rights. Been a bit emotional for us today, as our dear John Murphy is usually here with us. So hopefully, well, I've got no doubt, I'm not going to say hopefully, John was with us today in the courtroom, so let's hope we have some justice. God bless you, John, and may you rest in peace. The sun is shining, the light is out, and the light will have been on the courtroom today.
There's a reason why God took him.
Ciao for now, people. Oh, here they are again. So, Dr. Valerie and Dr. Beverly, these two amazing ladies are fighting up for Australians. These are cases that are currently running.
Well, we're Mallee born. We've got a bit of Mallee bull in us, and we're going to keep going until we see good results.
They are fighting for the rights of all Australians, these amazing, staunch women. So we are the power, and of course we've got all our wonderful people here today that came and supported. Unfortunately, the courtroom wasn't full as we had hoped, but it was a very late notice. So ciao for now, people. We are the power, we are the Commonwealth.